إسلامي شيئا إلا أعطاه. Never did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم or was he ever asked of something in Islam and he ever said no. قال فجاءه رجل فأعطاه غنما بين جبلين. One time a man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He gave him the livestock, the sheep that were between two mountains. فرجع إلى قومه فقال يا قوم أسلموا فإن محمدا يعطي عطاء لا من لا يخشى الفاقة. So he went back to his people and he told all his, you know, because he was like a tribe leader. So he told all of those who were under his responsibility, you know, embrace Islam, for indeed Muhammad, he gives like a man who doesn't fear any poverty, any bankruptcy. You know, his story that Sheikh Abdul Razak al-Badr, he mentioned in the Haram a couple of weeks ago. He says, you know, from what we can derive from this is, if you know a person, for example, who has some sort of makana, he has a status, or he has, you know, he's someone that the people listen to, and he has a high position in his community, and this person is not a Muslim, or he's a person, he's an innovator, to sometimes, you know, give a lot of concern to trying to guide this individual, based upon this hadith, he should do so. Why? Because if he becomes guided, then everyone else, from those who blind follow him, from his followers, could easily become rightly guided as well. And he mentioned a story of one of those that he knows from the Afadil, where there was this city, there was this, you know, not a city, like a qarya, there was a village, was from the villages of where there was so much bid'ah and shirk. And no one from the people of the sunnah could get inside and give da'wah in there. Because obviously they tarnished the image of the people of the sunnah. So what this man done was, he specifically tried to go to the tribe leader just before one of the salawat. Just before one of the salawat. With, you know, a very big amount of wealth. And he realized, he was told that, you know, this individual, he's kind of going through some financial difficulties at this moment in time. So as he opened the door, he started speaking to him. He gave him all this wealth. He goes, I heard that you was, you know, suffering financially. I'm here to help you. And as they are walking to the masjid, he says to him, is it okay that I can give, you know, a small speech ba'da salat? So as they finish the salat, this man of the village, he picks up the mic. And he starts giving a muqaddima like no other. This man, he came to me, he done this to me, he was such a great person, he's X, Y, and Z, he's righteous, we should all stay behind and listen to him. And as we mentioned before, this is a qarya, what? A qarya, a city or village that the people of Sunnah couldn't get inside. And he basically handed over the village to him to give da'wah to them. And a lot of khair came out of that. You know? So this is how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was. Sometimes if he knew that a person had influence over his community, he might give them a lot of time.